Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
I'm Dave Arnold, host of Cooking Issues. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Arts and Seizures, broadcasting live from Ice Station Zaremba.
Oh, boy.
Oh, awesome. Man.
How cold is it, Mike?
It's so cold. Judy McGuire, how cold is it?
I think I've really warmed up the place with my personality.
You bring a ray of sunshine wherever you go, Judy. You know, this is amazing.
The cockles
co-host
of my heart are
co-host Judy
warmed.
McGuire is back.
I said cockles.
Well, how long ago, Judy, was it that you told Mike, oh, I'll be right back?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
I'm just going to the corner for a pack of cigarettes.
I'll be right back, Mike.
Well, glad to see you back, Judy, here. And while you're here, though, it's also we're losing Liz St. Elizabeth of the Booth. It's her last day today.
I don't want to hear it.
You can hit the applause button for yourself, Liz. Go for
yes,
it.
Yes, please do.
And Liz is going on to...
to Bloomberg.
An actual career. Who would have ever thought that there was life after Arts and Seizures?
That's crazy talk. She should be, like, joining a band or, like, I don't know, what, writing a book?
How's your band doing?
My band is doing great.
What have you been doing since you left Arts and Seizures? By the way, you know, it's like I didn't bother to record new theme music. I just kind of cut your name off the old one.
You didn't have the budget.
Yeah,
well, you should interject a new name.
They pay me in pizza.
We're having some pizza today, aren't we? Yeah. That's why you're back. Actually,
I'm gonna send
right? Pizza.
Jesus Christ, a good Catholic girl needs her cheesy pizza.
Maybe I should send a pizza to Bernie Sanders. Maybe that's the contribution I should be making.
Well, I'm gonna beat your contribution, Mike. I'm gonna send $30.
Are you really? I should say this is like a pretty big deal for me. For the first time, I've never sent money to a candidate because
they all have more money.
Because they're fucking loaded, right? I mean, like millions of dollars. But I actually sent a very Jewy $15 to Bernie Sanders. But honestly, I was gonna be even Jewier than that. I was only gonna send him $10 because look, the guy got on TV and he said, "Why is this kid who got busted for getting stoned, smoking marijuana, in jail?" And you know, these motherfuckers at Goldman Sachs are not. I said, I've been waiting for my whole life for someone to say that on TV. So that was worth $10 right there. And then that Kissinger rebuke. Well, that was easily worth another $5. So,
well, I'm gonna double you.
All right, you're gonna be a traitor to your gender and not support Hillary Clinton.
Yes, I'm going to risk my feminist cred. Even though, like, supposedly old feminists are supposed to be all about Hillary, as an old feminist, I can say that I am not about Hillary. I think she throws other women under the bus. I think she's horrible. But mostly, I'm really fucking sick of this election, and I want it to be over with already with a good outcome.
A good outcome? What could that even possibly be?
Well, I've learned from Obama that everyone will disappoint you, so...
Well, you know, the thing about Obama is, I mean, I was very high on him when he came in.
Yeah,
and then there was like a real dip in like, you know, him not meeting the expectations. But then he's walking away from this thing and, you know, gay marriage is the law of the land.
He was against it,
and,
right?
Well,
he was against it.
That whole nonsense about evolving and shit, I kind of realized later that if he had said, I'm for it, it might never have gotten done. And it had to be a slow turning of the wheel. And maybe he's smarter than we are. And instead of just coming out and saying yes.
I think he's a politician. politician.
He knew he had to walk up slowly to that line if you were going to get it passed. Hey, the end result is it's happening.
Yeah, but there are also like tons of kids getting killed by drones. There's all this. There's no transparency. A thing he promised.
Oh, it's completely.
He's full of shit. But I mean,
who isn't? Bernie?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You and me, Mike and Peter.
That's right. Pete Ciaramba for president.
I would vote
God
that.
God forbid. I wouldn't. what did Groucho say about it? If I
club that
did
you
miss Pat Paulson?
No, it wasn't. Who said it? If nominated, I will not serve.
I will not stand. I'll sit.
I will not serve. I'll sit.
That was Pat Paulson.
I'll lay down.
I sit for America.
Down on the job.
You remember Pat Paulson?
You have to be a really demented person to want to be president. You have to be a narcissist. You have to be...
Well, okay. That's all of us, but listen, then maybe we should run. I don't know. A trio, a triumvirate.
It's the craziest thing because it's the only job that wanting to have the job should immediately disqualify you from being qualified for it.
They should recruit. They should draft presidents.
I like that. They should draft presidents. But as it is, I'm $15.
You're $15 lighter today.
Lighter,
Mike.
As I sent a couple bucks to the old Jew. Yeah. He is fucking old too.
And he is a
How
Jew.
Old is
and
he?
I love that he has a Brooklyn accent.
He's so old. I know. He's like I just love to hear him gesticulate. It is true. I can listen to him all day long.
I think this is a very special show here. We got Judy.
Love is in
Judy
the air.
Judy McGuire.
It's Valentine's Day.
Back.
Love is in the air.
Back.
You see, you missed us.
I did miss you.
You're back, right? You come back. What have you been up?
Were you bereft?
I've been bereft.
You know what? This show is supposed to be about food and beverages. Have you gotten drunk lately?
I'm having a beer today. I have to.
What
go
type of beer
go.
Is that? That looks very dark. I thought it was a sarsaparilla.
It's not the sarsaparilla. It's a stout, some sort of stout. Because I haven't eaten today.
It's like eating a loaf of bread.
Exactly.
So there you go.
Well, the
so
pizza, like pizza's coming.
Pizza's coming.
I ordered your favorite, Jesus Christ.
Yes, good
I
Catholic girl.
I miss you so much. So what have you been doing, Judy? You've been writing advice for the Lovelorn, I understand.
That's a break I take from between writing finance stories and marketing copy.
What sounded like you said writing finance stories?
I have dental bills that will total $100,000 before I'm done, so I have to do whatever the fuck I can to make money.
I hear that. And how did you come to be the scribe of Wall Street, such as you are?
Yeah. They're like, you really don't have the interest rate down. You really haven't explained that well, which makes sense since I had no idea what.
Wait, they want you to lower interest rates?
You have to start explaining the new negative interest rates they're going to introduce.
Oh God. Don't ask me.
Everyone's like, what?
Yeah, exactly. So how did we get this gang? Don't ask me.
Well, I told them that I thought that they should make finance easier to explain for people who don't know anything about it, and I would be a perfect person to do that since I don't know anything about it, and somebody might...
Who are you doing this for? Where will this be seen?
I shouldn't really say.
It's that secret? You're doing it and no one can see where... No one can read it?
I'm writing things that I'm not
It's on the dark web.
...happy about.
No, but listen.
It's okay. As working writers,
we'll write anything.
You're a ghostwriter?
God damn right.
I am a ghostwriter too.
Mike is a ghostwriter.
Yeah, I had a book come out this last
year. You look like a ghost.
I'm just a ghost at this point.
Peter has fantastic hair. I have to say,
he's the ghost with the most.
I wish people at home could see that. We are going to switch. We are switching to the cathode tube soon, aren't we, Mike?
I've got good hair for radio.
I like that. It looks like a hat, though.
Yeah, I know.
Fur
it's
hat.
Very fluffy. What conditioner are you using?
Oh, it's a hat. Oh, it's a fur hat.
I like to think of myself as a Brett girl.
But yeah, I started writing a new column for this website called Smash Pipe that John Strasbaugh is in charge of.
And I see a bunch of New York Press alumni.
Yeah.
I've been writing for them. And
Jim Knipple.
You're back on the date girl beat?
Sort of. I'm writing a column on how not to date because I'm a bitter old bitch.
Well, I noticed the columns that you had posted on so far were decidedly more...
grouchy?
No, you've always been grouchy.
Okay.
Liz.
Family friendly.
Oh yeah, there's
PG-13. I mean, you've written two columns, and so far no one has shit the bed.
Well, I'm staying away from first person stories, so there'll hopefully be no bed shitting. Although that is an evergreen.
It's evergreen.
It really is.
It's a perennial.
I was told that once. I submitted a. I knew that my food writing was over at Time Out when I would just bring in stories and they say go yes you know fill the page.
Oh, Bernie Sanders,
they got a new food editress and I told her my idea. She goes, oh, that's an evergreen. And I'm finished. You know, that was it. No mas.
Well, it's like whenever anyone asks, like, you know, crowd sources, what's the worst date story? I always win. Because there's never...
You win place and show. Exactly. I've known you for a long time, and you are the queen of the bad date.
No one will ever top someone crapping themselves in your bed. I hope, unless they murder you.
What? Liz, the applause again, please. Thank you. Liz, keep your finger on that, please. Keep that. Well, leave the applause coming.
Yeah, I'll ask Liz, ask the younger generation about these bad dates. You know, I love going on a date. I got to tell you, I love going on a date
with your girlfriend.
I finally got Christine Montreal, who you've known here, superstar Christine Montreal, has finally agreed to go on a date with me tonight. So I'm very excited.
Where are you taking
about
her?
This? I'm taking her to the symphony.
Oh.
It's an adult date. I understand what kids do, though. It's like for Valentine's Day. It's like, hey, you want to come over and watch Netflix?
You have to add and chill.
That's why it's not working, you know? That's why it's not working.
Are you going to go out for dinner?
I think we might go out.
Where might you go?
Might be a little dinner involved. Well, you know, it's Valentine's Day, and it's...
You're not eating al fresco, are you?
Yeah, you're an ice station Zaremba.
Have some frozen whale blubber.
Are you kidding? It's like the first reel of John Carpenter's The Thing out there.
I know.
It's horrifying.
I feel bad for my little ferals.
Oh, and your kitty cats. Well, we'll get to the cats in a second. You have a Valentine's date, Mr. Zaremba, today?
We're going to keep it close to home. I already brought a moose for my wife.
The edible kind.
A moose?
He clarified.
She got you a flying squirrel.
Yes, it was a raspberry moose.
And, not a galumping
and
moose.
And a bouquet.
And a bouquet?
A bouquet.
So, in other words, you let her smell the cork.
That's right. That's all right. There you go. A wine joke. Good. That justifies our raison d'etre here. We had a raison d'etre,
hardly.
Don't we?
I know. Hardly. You're keeping to it.
Yeah,
you're keeping
hardly. It. I know. I don't remember when you left. We were up to like 183 shows now.
Wow.
So, 200's coming in June, I guess, the 200th episode.
Keep them coming. Liz?
I don't know.
Thank you, Liz.
Liz, are they going to let you do that at Bloomberg? Applaud every little thing?
Yes. See, that's why I'm going to start watching Bloomberg, because it'll be great while they're giving the financial reports and you hear all the applause.
And the boos.
I'm following Liz.
Anaconda Copper is down 258 points today. And you hear the applause. You know.
She's adjusting to her new gig already.
I'm following Liz all the way to Bloomberg. I'm going to follow her tales to... I'm just using Liz to get closer to the other two.
Mike, I got to say, this old-fashioned is made the old-fashioned way. This is delicious.
I learned to make an old-fashioned when I was like 5 years old because my parents made them.
Because your parents aren't Jewish?
Oh, they had you.
Because my parents are not Jewish. We had actual liquor in our liquor cabinet. Scotch old-fashioned, muddled, a selection of citrus.
We're pretty muddled here today, I think. So, the cold, I don't know.
The only liquor I ever saw in my parents' house was like this, like a crappy bottle of like Canadian Club that was like left over from my brother's like really crappy bar mitzvah.
Did it?
That's sad.
I drank it though,
Judy.
I was no snob when I was 15.
In the back,
I drank it.
In the back of your parents' liquor cabinet, was there not a small, dusty, white plastic bottle of frothy? It's a perfect whiskey sour every time.
No.
It's this stuff. It's propylene glycol, and you used to put it like a dash of that in the shaker, and
like egg whites.
Yeah, and it puts a head on the drink. Perfect whiskey sour.
They were
frothy.
Not that handy. They had but they did have like.
Well, they had a 5-year old mixing their cocktails for them.
They're smart.
And then we had a keg at my first communion. That was my first beer.
A keg party for your first communion. I like that. I wish I'd known
Catholic.
The McGuire's. I'm Catholic too, but we didn't have a keg at my first communion.
You just weren't trying hard enough.
Oh, I guess not.
Genesee Cream Ale in Rochester, New York.
Nice.
I still like the regular blue label, Jenny.
At five, I was not too discerning.
You weren't.
About as discerning as I when I drank that entire bottle of like Canadian club that was left over from my brother's. You know, I threw up out my bedroom window. in my
you
house.
You probably thought you were being really sneaky.
I was. No, there's no way I was going to make it to the bathroom. I knew.
Is that your bar mitzvah?
I knew this was after my brother's bar mitzvah, and I was, you know, I drank like this. I mean, you know, like almost a fifth of whiskey. I was, you know, just a kid, and no way was I going to make it to the bathroom. So I opened the window and I hurled out the window. There was vomit all over the side of the house, and the next day, my parents. Had already been bitterly divorced at a very rare joint appearance. You know, like the Joint Chiefs of Staff came by to supervise while I hosed off
together,
the house.
Mike, we like that. You do bring people together.
It was like the parent trap. Yeah, that was my plan. Bring my parents together by vomiting all over the side of, like, you know, a split level house in suburban New Jersey. It's all right. I regained my sense of humor hours later.
Your book's coming out, Mike. He's got a book.
Does he have a book coming out?
Well, you know, I haven't announced it on.
Have you? Am I jumping the?
No.
Am I flying the gate?
No, now's as good a time as any. I'm sure.
It's available for pre-order,
and since with Judy's on the show, I mean, we have probably the largest list.
Tell us the title of the book.
Audience we've had in a long time.
What's the title of the book?
Title of the book, Pete. I'm glad you asked. It's called "You Are a Complete Disappointment."
Is that about you? Is this autobiographical?
It is a triumphant memoir of failed expectations. You Are a Complete Disappointment, and it is available for pre-order on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and wherever.
I'm reading this
better
book.
Books are sold.
I'm getting it.
And if anybody's want to listening and they want to go stoodle over to Amazon or whatever and one click it, I'd be very flattered and appreciative because
someone here did. Done.
Really? You don't have to do that, Judy. That's so sweet of you. That's so nice of you. That's very nice.
Every sale counts.
It does. And the book's coming out in May, but yeah, it's on sale. And in May, there will be a book party and a book tour. And
every sale counts, folks.
Goddamn.
You hear that out
there? Listen, let me tell you something about
it. Every sale counts.
This is starting
to sound like Jerry Lewis's telethon.
It's not like the music industry where you guys are making all that money.
Is Monty Rock the Third coming up next?
I'm not like the Flesh Tones rolling it over here. I'm the guy at his kitchen table, you know? But I'm going to take it on the road. It'll be out in May when I am going to come to San Francisco.
I'm reading it.
In L.A. And
applause out there, Elizabeth. Thank you.
But thanks, Judy. But you also have been writing some books on deep background.
I wrote a book and I can't talk about it because I signed an NDA. But
yeah, so you're a ghostwriter.
My author was even on Charlie Rose, which was pretty hilarious.
Boasting about the great book. And Charlie's like, yeah, this is really some writing here.
Sounds like Charlie. You know,
very easy
Lamar,
to fool Charlie. Like, he's a little, you know, he looks like, a little out of it these days.
You know what this reminds me of?
I like him, but he's, you know.
This reminds me of Date Girl. You ever read Date Girl? This reminds me of Date Girl.
Charlie was a huge fan.
Charlie was on top of that.
Huge fan.
Well, I got to. I'm gonna put it to you, McGuire, because I read your most recent stuff, and it's about deal breakers you're writing about.
Right.
And white lies.
Right.
Okay. Well, I thought a couple of those lies transgressed. Were one toke over the line.
Some people did.
If someone lied to me, like, okay. Age, I know it's online.
Right.
You know, okay. You know, I'm 39. I'm 40. Seems to be some age of demarcation where no one is interested anymore. Not for me, by the way, because I got game, yo. Okay,
you're a white dude.
Okay, I am.
It doesn't matter.
Jewish. Zach is white.
Yeah, men don't. It
depends
doesn't matter.
On who you're talking to.
It doesn't matter.
Bernie Sanders, he's got game.
Men's age.
Okay, 5 years is a big lie.
5 years
is a big lie.
I don't think it's a big lie.
Hmm. Graduating from college and saying you did when you didn't?
I don't think it's a big lie.
I always say
because
I
you know by the way I don't use that as a criterion for who I don't value someone's worth by whether they graduated from college or what college they went to. I dropped out of some good schools, but I dropped out. And
you dropped out of the best schools.
Listen, well, of course, only the best.
Only the best.
Only the best. Listen, I'll tell you what, Saramba. Anything that many people were involved with couldn't possibly have been worthwhile.
Exactly.
Well, I think that's something that people can be insecure about and lie, and I don't think it's that big a deal.
Well, I don't know why you need to even mention it. It's like it comes up. We're
the truth
school.
Is overrated.
I think the little lies are acceptable.
Well, as a journalist, I would never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Exactly.
Notwithstanding.
Have you ever fibbed about anything when you're trying to pick up a lady?
No, because lies require work. Lies require follow-up. You tell the truth,
never,
you don't have to worry about it.
I haven't lied either, but I've been lied to about age and stuff.
I don't want to say that I'm into necromancy or trying to foretell the future of any sort. I did the last fortune cookie I opened said, always tell the truth. And you won't have to remember what you say.
That's
exactly.
Right.
There you go. The truth
that's
is
right.
always See, preferable.
There you
but
go.
I think
it's
if
easier.
Somebody's insecure and they want to say they graduated college when they were, you know, a few credits short.
Listen, when you're a 28-year-old millionaire like I am,
When you were 28 million.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. Are it's we? Valentine's Day. Sure, we are here at Arts and
Let people catch their breath, right? let the audience catch
with,
their breath.
With Pete Zaremba and the fabulous Judy McGuire.
Back.
I'm so happy to
She's
have
back.
You back celebrating.
She, left. When was it? In March? And you said, "Oh, I'll be right back. I'm getting a drink."
It's like, the world has changed since you've been gone.
How long? It's fucking cold.
I'm on Instagram since you've been gone.
I know it's cold in the studio. It never used to be. It's cold because
it's cold
Riz is
all over.
Leaving.
Oh.
All right, happy Valentine's, everybody. We'll be back in a second with Arts and Seizures.
Love is all around me, and so the feeling grows. It's written on the wind, it's everywhere I go. So if you really love me, come on and let it show. You know I love you, I always will. My mind's made up by the way that I feel. There's no beginning, there'll be no end. 'Cause on my love, you can depend. I see your face before me as I lay on my bed. Of all the things you said, you gave your promise to me, and I give mine to you.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Cha cha cha.
You know
All
what?
Right,
a nice
back.
Place for a St. Valentine's Day date in our neighborhood. So we won't have to walk too far. I think we might go to the Amber Steakhouse.
Oh, that's delicious.
And you know, and it's like it's a little bit like Peter Luger without the nasty the waiters that throw
with
the
more
cream.
Polish people.
With more Polish people and half the price.
Yeah.
Pete's
and
wife said, "Take me to someplace I've never been before." He said, "Okay, we'll go to the kitchen."
That's it. There you go. Now we're talking.
Shecky's got it. He hasn't lost it. Well, no, Amber Steakhouse is a great unsung...
It's an unsung part of Greenpoint.
Because it's not cool.
It's not cool. That's why I'm glad it's not cool with this weather.
Yeah.
It's
going to
be like 5 below 0 again tonight.
They'll have the heat up.
They'll have the heat up.
So, Judy, during the break, you're analyzing the awkward date table, and...
I'm really happy that for Valentine's Day, it looks like there's a couple who actually had sex and will have sex again.
I think love is blossoming at the table. They're
very good looking.
They're very good looking. They're the new Brooklyn.
I would have sex with either one of them.
Really?
Yeah. They're very.
I like how the youth will just look at their phone while they're talking to people, and they don't think it's rude.
Well, that's why I'm attracted to him. It's his aloofness.
We've made up.
They're both doing it.
My wife and I have decided. Oh, here comes the other pizza.
Jesus Christ is here! Praise the Lord.
Jesus Christ pizza.
Thanks, Liz.
Yep.
Poor Liz is in her full-on down jacket because it's so cold. So
Rambo, I think she likes you. I think she's about to leave this good-looking 2L student.
As we say, not over the radio.
He looks like a law student.
He does.
He looks like he could have been on the Gilmore Girls.
No way.
This pie smells good.
Why
don't you describe
artisanal like wallets and she's
artisanal
a
wallets and he's in here paying for the Who has the trust account?
No, this guy's got the
trust fund.
There.
I would say they both do.
You think they're both trust fund kids?
Like, kids don't get to be that good looking at that age unless they've got some serious cash behind
them.
Well,
I'm swiping right.
This pie smells good. Why does this pie smell so good?
Stinky cheese.
What do they call it on there?
Some gorgonzola.
Gorgonzola?
Jesus Christ, my favorite.
It's got every known cheese demand.
Every known cheese.
I believe you might call it a quattro formaggio. I believe, or
they would call it quattro formaggi
over at Belmonte.
In Belmonte,
if you found it on the Cardiglio, you would
the Cardiglio.
If you found it on the Cardiglio.
The Cardiglio.
we're having a bit of a romance, Sorrento and I.
Where's our next date, Mike? forget all this other stuff. When's our next date?
I know, second date. I figure like I'm on the path.
You know.
All right.
I'm on the path. You want to come over and watch Netflix and chill out? How was that? Did I do it right?
You can't say chill out, Mike. Come on.
I think I think what we, you know what? I heard there's going to be a revival of The Way We Were. Maybe we should go see that.
Oh, that sounds... Why would they redo that? Yeah? Who, they're probably going to get like Ryan Reynolds.
I think Kanye is going to star.
Oh, all of them.
Ryan Reynolds.
They're going to do a Star Is Born.
And what's her name? Amy Schumann?
Amy Schumer.
Who's been on our show?
That's true.
So what are you doing for Valentine's Day? Oh, dead girl? Oh.
Well, since my gift turned out to be something I bought myself.
Well, at least you know you want it.
Yeah. It's a novel by my friend's girlfriend, even though he will not admit she's his girlfriend yet. I've kind of forced him to. About being growing up punk in D.C.
What a tangled web you weave.
Wait, this sounds really good.
Yeah.
And they went to like the 9:30 club all the time and everything?
Which I did for a short time in D.C. in the early 80s. You too?
You used to play there constantly.
I probably saw you.
I think if yes.
Well, I know I've seen Flesh Tones, but...
Well, then you probably
did you see Judy's Double Mohawk?
Double Mohawk.
An old friend of mine posted a picture from the Washington Post this week where I was, this guy I was seeing who had a fake British accent was kissing me while I had my giant single mohawk. But the Washington Post...
the good thing about him kissing you is we couldn't like perpetrate his false British accent while he was doing it. The girls really going for that, did they?
I don't know, Mike. You slip into your fake British accent occasionally. No,
yeah, you definitely do.
I use my Joe Franklin voice occasionally.
Isn't that a British accent?
Sounds British to me.
I'm working on my Bernie Sanders. Kissinger.
I do love Larry David doing it. Now I can't even tell them apart.
Oh, my God. These are my people, McGuire.
I feel like I've adopted your people because we did so many shows together. I feel like he's home. That's why I want Bernie to win.
A Jewish president?
A Jewish president. They said a black president couldn't be done. And I don't think Bernie is particularly religious.
No, he's not. No one really talks about it. I mean, he's I think he claims to be atheist, right? I mean, I think he's actually on the record.
Oh, I would love that.
Oi.
Oi, I would love an atheist in office.
Oi.
You know that.
An atheist in office.
Even though you refuse to believe I'm actually an atheist.
Well, you know, I've said it before, Judy, and I'll say it again. I find it hard to believe that someone who was as kind and generous of spirit as you are... you know, it closes the door on that.
I do it because I'm a nice person. I don't do it because I think I'm going to heaven.
Well, I think they're, you know, okay. That's
that
fine.
Actually makes me nicer than
I have to agree. I don't feel...
I think Judy is going to heaven, though.
You know?
Thank you.
And I think, you know what? In a little manner, in a way, we've all gone because we're right here now in this studio.
It is like a little slice I have in here.
There you go. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Liz Smith, you know, you were like a little slice I have, and I wish I could put you in my pocket and take you home.
I like this slice.
She is adorable and talented and smart, and she's going to kick ass. At Bloomberg.
Talking about a slice of heaven, I got a slice of this pizza rosso.
I want to eat this pizza, but I think
the pizza rosso is delicious. Mike,
You know, I like this. We ordered the Jesus Christ, which is loaded up with quattro formaggio, and then we got the pizza rosso, which
is vegan.
I love the pizza rosso.
But it's nice and simple. It's just a red pie, no cheese, lots of garlic.
Are you vegan? Going to Amber Steakhouse tonight? I don't think so.
Well, steak, that's vegan.
But you know what's good? You know what's good with having like this light red pie and then this heavy white pie? You could totally bridge it and double slice it, and the combination is fantastic.
You probably lose weight if you ate the combination.
Actually, it goes right to my thighs. Oh. All right, as ever, McGuire, it's been the fastest half hour.
Wait a minute. We're just gotten started.
Zippy zappy, daddy-o.
Thanks for having me, you two handsome gentlemen.
Well,
I appreciate it.
Please come back again soon. Do not wait.
Another 20 years.
Another 20 years. Come back after the thaw. All right, and come celebrate our 200th
with us.
Thank you very much for ordering my book, which I'm going to plug right now. You Are a Complete Disappointment, which you can find on the interweb, and please
advance.
It is a true story.
A true story. Sad, but true.
And get a copy of the book and come to my book party in May. Stay tuned for more details about that. We'll be coming to a town. Now, the Flesh Tones are going to Spain.
We're going to Spain.
And then Mexico.
We're going to Mexico. Ooh.
Okay, because they can't get a gig in the English-speaking world.
I guess not. We become Spanish-speaking then.
It is also President's Day. Oh, by the way, tomorrow, President's Day, I'm going to be turning in a set
President? President Buchanan? Mildred Pierce?
You know, so President Taft, realized today, because talking about nominating a Supreme Court justice.
He was the only one that became a Supreme Court justice.
Only former president, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not unprecedented, as it were. So the picture is Obama resigns, Biden nominates him.
There you go.
Et voila. Problem solved. All right. So I'm gonna be at Otto's tomorrow night, guys, at 7 o'clock.
Otto's Shrunkenhead.
Otto's Shrunkenhead in 14th Street in the East Village.
Big
and
kid.
I'll be turning in a little set of gospel and folk and protest songs.
Are you there with your group? Are you by,
I'm going to be flying solo tomorrow.
Flying solo.
It's going to be my Greenwich Village 1962 set. Anyway, I think we got a song for
the
President's
times they
Day.
Are changing.
And all sorts of kooky shit coming up with the show, so stay tuned. Thanks, everybody. Don't forget, we're member supported. So when you get done buying my book and supporting Bernie Sanders, send some money to us. Liz, we're going to see you down the road, right?
Liz?
Yeah, she's gone already.
Oh, wait, sorry.
She's already
yes.
gone. She's already at Bloomberg.
She's gone. We're going to see
her. She's already collecting the check.
We're moving the show to Bloomberg. All right, so remember.
Are we going to do a song or what?
Let's take this one home.
Oh, that harmonica is so cold.
Oh, well, a little bit of Lincoln can't park the car. Washington can't go very far. Jefferson is good, he played the track. Play the $2 window, bring some big bucks back to them dead presidents.
Dead presidents!
Them dead presidents.
Yeah, dead presidents.
Well, I ain't broke, but I'm badly bent. Everybody loves them dead presidents. Well, and on a 10 can set you straight. Jackson on a 20, man, he's really great. But if you're talking about a poor man's friend, Grant will get you out of whatever you're in. Them dead presidents. Dead presidents. I ain't broke, but I'm badly bent. Everybody loves them dead presidents. $100 Franklin is really sweet. A $500 McKinley is the one for me. If I get a Cleveland, I'm really set. Cause a $1,000 Cleveland is very hard to get. Them dead presidents. Help me. Dead presidents. Yes. Well, I am broke, but I'm badly bent. Everybody love them dead presidents. Mikey, come on.
Have you ever seen
Come on.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, listeners. We want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Alweli, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries, like why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode. Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, a French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.